Glory be to God. I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God for this wonderful morning. The Lord has given us another time to have fellowship in His presence. Today, I'll be winding up for this week's sharing on daily devotion. I'd like to thank you all for your prayers and your support. Praise be to God. So at this point in time, I would like us to look at the importance of unity in the body of Christ. So we are going to turn our Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, and verse 9. The Bible reads, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor." May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Glory be to God. So, we have been taught that two is better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. I would also want us to read from the book of Romans, chapter 12. We start from verse 4. And the Bible reads, "For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that sheweth mercy with cheerfulness." Praise be to God. So, unity in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ is very important. As we have heard from the scriptures, we are one body, but this one body has got different parts. And it has got these different members, which have got different offices. So not all the parts, not all the members of the body of Christ have got the same offices. But then together we are one body. We belong to one another, but we are different. We have different offices. So we need to work together for the common goal. We need to work together for us to have victory. Just like a physical body, a body has got different parts. There's an eye, or their eyes, their ears, there's a mouth, their hands, their legs. All the parts, they are important. An eye would not say I'm very important than the mouth, because at the end of the day, mouth has to eat, then the eye will have to benefit from also what the mouth is going to eat. Different parts have got different offices or different functions. They are important, so they need to work as a team. So different systems of the body, they work together so that a common goal is achieved. Praise be to God. So there are certain things that an individual can do alone. Then there are certain things that an individual would not do alone, would depend on others. It will require teamwork. It reminds me of some years past in Zambia. This is Zambia Electric Supply Corporation. that supplies electricity. So there was a time where they were putting these electric poles. So when they were doing that, one individual did not do it. They were not using special machinery to go and erect these poles. So what they will do, they will team up. So there will be a number of these people that work for this company. They will be there, even singing a song, giving morale to each other. Then at a certain point, they will count some numbers and then lift that pole and erect it. Then they were able to put the cables. So that was the power of teamwork. So they were able to do that because they were a team. But if one individual, even if he was given 100 years to say, you put this thing alone, he was not going to manage. But in a few minutes, as a team, they would come together and then they would manage to erect those poles. So that is the power of unity. So even in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to have this unity. We need to work together for us to be profitable, to be fruitful in this body of the Lord Jesus Christ. For example, even there are some prayers which an individual can pray alone. Then there are certain prayers that somebody would need other people to pray with. As we see from the book of Matthew chapter 18, what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying regarding togetherness. So when we read this one, Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and 20, the Bible says, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So there's power in unity, there's power in togetherness. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So I would also like to look at another example. This was a time of battle when the children of Israel, they were fighting with the Amalekites. And we find this information in the book of Exodus chapter 17. From verse 8 there, where the Bible says, "Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of a hill with the rod of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up on the top of a hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Praise be to God. So here we can see there's some teamwork which was happening here. There's Moses that we see. Moses was a great servant of the Lord, highly anointed of the Lord. God used him to do great wonders. Yet he needed other people to help him in this battle. So we see how he instructed Joshua to also go and organize men that would go with him to go and fight. So even Joshua had to choose the capable men. People were dedicated, people who could go and fight together with him. So Joshua, being part of the team, he also didn't argue to say, maybe Moses, you are highly anointed, you can go alone. But he obeyed what Moses had said. He did likewise. Then we see when the battle was happening there, that when Moses lifted up his hands, Israel was winning the battle. But at some point, Moses also had a weakness where the hands were becoming heavy. So when the hands become heavy, they are going down, then Amalek also started prevailing. But Moses was not alone. He was with Aaron and there was Hur who were there to support. Also, they didn't just look at Moses that because he has a high calling, we're going to leave him alone. There was need for Moses also to be helped. So Joshua was depending on Moses. Moses also needed support from Aaron and from Hur. So Hur and Aaron, they lifted up the hands of Moses. At some point, they were getting tired. But then, because of this togetherness, they were concerned. They were part and parcel of this battle. They had to even apply wisdom. So they went to get a stone where they now put Moses to sit there. Then they could hold their hands, right hand there and their left hand there. It was held and the hands of Moses were now steady. And we see the outcome at the end of it, that Israel overcame, they defeated the Amalekites. So what made Israel to defeat the Amalekites? There was teamwork. Suppose Aaron and Hur withdrew and the hands of Moses were heavy, the Amalekites were going to win the battle. But because of the power of unity, the power of dedication, togetherness, having one mind, having one goal, they managed to achieve, they won the battle. So there's power in togetherness, there's power in unity as the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. As much as we have different offices, we are supposed to work as a team so that we can overcome, we can win, we can have victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise be to God. Like in the early church, also they worked as a team, as we see in the book of Acts chapter 4, find that the apostles, they were being persecuted, but then the church would come together. They prayed that the Lord would give his servants boldness, that he would give them power to heal, power to do the miracles, and the place even where they were, it was shaken and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. So there was power of togetherness. Even on the day of Pentecost, we see in Acts chapter 2 that they were together, they were in one place, in one accord. Then the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them. So there's power in unity. We need to stand together in this faith as we are fighting a good fight of faith as the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's be there to pray for one another in different parts of this world. Let's remember each other in prayer. If there are those who are weak, let's strengthen them. In the various fellowships where we go, let's encourage them that are weak. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's pray for one another. Remember to pray for the preachers, the servants of the Lord, as we have seen. Like with Moses, he was a highly anointed servant of God with a great calling, but he also needed support from his brethren. That's why there was Aaron there, there was Hur to support him at the point where he had a weakness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Apostle Paul would also say, pray for me so that I should be given utterance. So Paul as well needed prayers regardless of him being called by God with a high calling that he had, but he needed prayers. So we need to pray for one another as the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's power in unity. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So among the things that are going to help us in this body of Christ to be united is when there's love. We need to love God first of all, then we can love one another. And as we are taught in the scriptures, how can you say that you love God whom you have not seen when you say you and you hate your brother? So we need to love God, and then we need to love one another. Praise be to God. For a reference, a scripture reading, you can as well read 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. Then we also need to have respect for one another in this body of Christ. Let's learn to esteem others better than us. For the scripture references, we can read Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, which says, honor all men. So we need to honor each other, respect each other. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. And we need to be obedient to the word of God. So when we are obedient, then we are going to overcome. So as we wind up, it just reminds me of what happens like in military. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there in military, there are those like, for example, in a military band, they have somebody who is a drum master who leads the team. So he'll be there to guide the team. So if he's playing a certain music, the team has to follow after that. So if it's a hot, they have to stop. If it's a quick match, they have to match quickly. If it's, they have to turn to the right turn, they have to go to the right. If it's left turn, they'll go to the left. So there's one that is guiding the team, whom they have to follow, and when they follow, they'll do things in uniformity, and then even what they are performing in their marching, they'll perform it very well. It look excellent. So even us, we have our team lead, we have our drill master, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we have to obey. So if he gives instructions, then all of us as the body of Christ, we need to follow his instructions. But then we see he has distributed the work, just as it happens when there are a lot of soldiers, and then sometimes you find there are a number of the drum masters or the drum majors, then there will be one senior drum major who is going to lead the rest of the team, but then there are others to help. So that's what we find. The Lord Jesus Christ, because his body is big, he has given delegation. That's why he gave gifts unto men, as we see in Ephesians chapter 4. That he gave others to be apostles, he gave others to be prophets, he gave others to be evangelists, he gave others to be pastors, he gave others to be teachers. A fivefold ministry. But it doesn't end there. Even for the fivefold ministry in the local fellowships, the other leadership that has been raised, the deacons who are there to support the work of God. So we need to work as a team. We need to support one another, and then we need to be coordinated. When we are coordinated, then we are going to move in one step, we are going to move in unity. And the body of the Lord Jesus Christ requires that unity. Praise be to God. May the Lord God Almighty bless you. Have a blessed, wonderful weekend. Shalom, shalom.